Hi, it's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, DwyerVIP.com. Today is August the 23rd, 2017. Remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, years ago, when I was a little kid, I was watching a fight between Jimmy Young and Muhammad Ali. Right here online, I could see that the fight took place April the 30th, 1976. Now, as I was watching the fight, Muhammad Ali looked completely baffled by Jimmy Young, right? One of history's most mental fighters. Ali was baffled by Jimmy Young. Right? It got so bad. Ali wasn't throwing punches. Understand, Ali, like Floyd Mayweather, was a counterpuncher. Ali wasn't throwing punches. Jimmy Young took him out of his game. It got so bad that at one point, Ali went over to the side of the ropes and he motioned for Jimmy Young to come over and fight him. Now, the fight is significant, because officially Muhammad Ali won a decision. Just know that the Associated Press had Jimmy Young winning that fight by 3 rounds. Right? 3 rounds. Understand too, this is the same Jimmy Young who beat Ron Lyle, who got a draw with Ernie Shavers, and who beat George Foreman. Right? Had Jimmy Young been awarded the victory over Ali, which in my opinion, and I was an Ali guy, in my opinion, Jimmy Young deserved, Jimmy Young would have been one of the giants at heavyweight in the 1970s. Right? Now, the fight applies here to Conor McGregor against Floyd. Boxing is counterintuitive. What Jimmy Young did to Ali was he refused to lead. He forced Ali to lead. Ali, being a counterpuncher, didn't want to lead on Jimmy Young, who himself was a counterpuncher. So you go through the beginning of the fight where the men are just looking at each other, waiting for the other one to lead. So then Ali starts trying to establish a jab, right? Tries to get Jimmy Young to walk into a jab. And Jimmy Young does not follow Ali. Now, I've spoken to many people, many MMA fans, about this Conor McGregor fight, and they seem to feel that Conor McGregor, who's bigger than Floyd Mayweather, might outweigh Floyd by 20-odd pounds. They feel that Conor McGregor should run across the ring on Mayweather and should start raining shots on him, just like Marcus Maidana tried to do, just like Ricky Hatton tried to do, just like Oscar De La Hoya tried to do. Right? There must be a book out there that has led people to believe that Floyd is a smaller guy with no power, even though as I make this video, roughly half of Floyd's fights have ended by stoppage. Even though as I make this video, anyone can YouTube Floyd dropping Ricky Hatton twice when Ricky Hatton was an unbeaten fighter who had never been stopped. Right? You don't want to focus on the Ricky Hatton fight? What about the Diego Corrales fight? Unbeaten fighter who had never been stopped. Hits the canvas so many times that Diego Corrales' father, who was in his corner, throws in the towel. Boxing's not a bar fight. Forget about bum-rushing Floyd Mayweather. Has anyone considered the idea that maybe when you bum rush Floyd Mayweather, just like rushing at Ali, that you're actually playing into his game? How did bum rushing Mayweather work out for Victor Ortiz? Folks, Victor Ortiz gets stopped by Mayweather. Right? Victor Ortiz is rushing in. He's a bigger man than Mayweather. Bigger punch. Couldn't hurt Mayweather. Resorted to headbutts. So, what I'm going to say is counterintuitive here. I personally don't believe that McGregor has much of a chance of beating Floyd Mayweather. But if he's going to do so, I think this is the game plan he needs to use. Right? What he needs to do is not go high volume. He doesn't want to try to rush inside like Ricky Hatton did and wrestle Floyd Mayweather. That doesn't work, folks. Forget about the first Castillo fight. Mayweather has grown since then. He's a different fighter now. So rather than run in with high volume, rather than try to rush in and overpower a skilled, sharpshooting counterpuncher like Floyd Mayweather, which is who Ali was as well, what you want to do is you want to be low volume. In fact, dare I say, you don't want to box. The early rounds have to be rounds where McGregor forgets about the crowd, forgets about the urge to satisfy everyone. And he needs to come out and he needs to just look at Floyd. That should be at least the first two rounds. Just look at Floyd. Not box. His path to victory is to be a pot shotter. He needs to pick his three best punches. Right? He's a southpaw. Maybe it's a straight right hand. Maybe it's a right hook. Maybe he throws an uppercut that no one knows about. Right? If he has an unorthodox punch that looks like something else. In other words, let's say he has a slurve, we'll call it, right? Slider curve, where, like Golovkin, he's able to throw power punches from distance, but they're not exactly hooks, and they're not exactly straight hands, right? Let's say the punch comes in at a slightly different angle. Julius Ndongo is able to throw the kind of punch I'm talking about. Let's say Conor McGregor has a Golovkin unorthodox punch in his toolkit. What he needs to do for a few rounds here is to throw what the punch looks like, not what the punch is. Right? So if it looks like a straight left hand, when actually he throws it much better and much harder and much more accurately, you know, as kind of like a slurve, right? Where it's not quite a hook, but it's not quite straight. Then what he needs to do in the early rounds is to throw what the punch looks like. Throw the straight left, right? Not the real punch. You know, George Foreman, who was older in his career at this point, didn't have the great foot speed. Right? George Foreman's fighting Michael Moore. And early in that fight, George Foreman saw where he could hit Moore with right hands. He saw it. But he understood that Moore had more foot speed than him. Right? To the boxing press, I urge you to go interview George Foreman. So George Foreman decided not to throw the punch with full force early in the fight. He reasoned that if Mora was completely alert with a full tank, he'd be able to take the punch and then not allow Foreman to ever get close enough to him for the rest of the fight. Right? The idea was that once Moore realized how hard Foreman hit, Moore would be able to stay away from George Foreman. So what Foreman did is he waited until Moore had less than half a tank. He waited several rounds to throw the punch he saw he could land several rounds earlier. He waited until Moore, he thought, wasn't alert, wasn't able to take his punch. That's when Foreman lowered the boom and became the oldest heavyweight champion in history. Right? So what Conor McGregor has to do is forget about boxing. Folks, he's not going to beat Floyd Mayweather in a professional boxing match by trying to outbox him. No one has. Right? So what he's going to have to do is he has three punches. Right? His best three. What he needs to do is to stand around, read Floyd, look at Floyd's movement. Maybe he even wants to throw some phantom punches that aren't even designed to hurt Floyd, just to see which way Floyd moves to avoid punches. Then he needs to lead with power shots midway through the fight. I'm not kidding. Right? He needs to, if he has B-level punches, right, that look like his A-level punches, he needs to throw the B-level punches until he feels Floyd is convinced he can take McGregor's punch. Then McGregor needs to unveil what he really has. Let's also be real here. Because McGregor uses his feet in MMA, right, kicks are involved and stuff like that. They're going to be blind spots. They're going to be parts of McGregor's game where he's unprepared to deal with in a boxing match. So if Floyd ducks down, for example, has his head right about here, is fighting low. Floyd's already the shorter guy. If Floyd's fighting low and Floyd's coming in at angles where McGregor in an MMA match would use his feet, right? Would kick Floyd. Would, you know, do things in MMA that he can't do in boxing to get Floyd away from him. What McGregor has to do in a boxing match is he can't throw any punches in those moments that would get him out of his defensive construct. In other words, McGregor's not accustomed to throwing uppercuts. Right? Let's say Floyd comes in low and is daring McGregor to throw an uppercut. McGregor should not throw the uppercut unless it fits with his defensive construct. In other words, if he's going to get lured into a shootout with Floyd Mayweather, where he's throwing punches that he's uncomfortable with because those punches aren't part of his MMA repertoire, then McGregor should just walk away from those moments in the fight. I know fans want to see a shootout. We want to see McGregor trying to throw uppercuts. But if McGregor wants to win the fight as opposed to entertain us, then McGregor cannot throw any punch that's going to leave him defenseless. Right? He just can't. The only punches he should throw are not punches to engage Floyd Mayweather. They have to be punches to knock Floyd Mayweather out. So as I said, the early rounds, he has to be looking at Floyd. He has to think to himself, in this situation, he's just taking inventory on the situations. In this situation, I think I can land my straight left hand. Right? That's what he needs to do in the early rounds. Maybe he wants to throw a B-level left hand that's a little bit off, just to convince Floyd that there's no danger in that situation. Right? In that, you know, in other situations, McGregor needs to think to himself, okay, I can land a right hook. He needs to make a note of the situation, then he needs to start to execute on that a few rounds in. Right? This is a process I call hiding your hands. In other words, you're in the ring, but you're not throwing your real punches. Because your game plan against a faster-handed, more savvy boxer, a guy who wins if it's a boxing match, right? You want to turn the boxing match into a chess match, right? Your real game is just to figure out how you can deliver a knockout or knockdown punch. That's your real game. So Conor McGregor, in my opinion, is going to have to forget about winning rounds. I know it's unorthodox. I know it's crazy. But if you, like me, believe that McGregor cannot possibly outbox Floyd Mayweather, that if the fight goes the distance, McGregor necessarily loses, right? If you're of that mindset, then what's the point in trying to win rounds? The 3 minutes of a round are just an opportunity for McGregor to set up a situation where he can throw one of his three best punches. Right? Timing's a part of it. Shane Mosley hits Floyd hard twice early in his fight against Floyd. You remember that? Floyd's knees buckle. That was early in the fight. Now, would that fight have been different if Shane Mosley would have waited until the seventh or eighth rounds to throw those identical punches on Floyd Mayweather? Right? Had Mosley just tried to survive the early rounds, and keep in mind, Mayweather's a slow starter. For a skilled boxer, and I'm not saying McGregor is, but for a skilled boxer like Mosley, and yes, I'm preparing a Mosley farewell video, right, with my thoughts on his career, but for a skilled boxer like Shane Mosley, with a big punch, right, hell, he was able to land big shots on Mayweather twice. Right? Had Mosley just survived, instead of trying to win rounds against Mayweather early, if he would have just pushed it to the later rounds, then hit Mayweather with those shots, rather than Mayweather's knees buckling, Mayweather might have hit the canvas. Right? Fatigue is a factor. I believe you're more alert at the start of the first round than you are, let's say, at the start of the eighth round. If I'm Conor McGregor, I spend the beginning of this fight low volume observing. Right? If Mayweather's low volume too, if he's like Ali was against Jimmy Young, and I'm telling you, the way to slow down a counterpuncher is to not throw any punches for him to counter. I want people to revisit a fight that I feel is misunderstood. David Haye against Vladimir Klitschko. David Haye had a game plan in that fight. David Haye's low volume. But understand, David Haye comes close, in my opinion, to landing big shots. Vladimir Klitschko, that fight, wisely, didn't try to read the trajectory of Hayes' shots. What Vladimir Klitschko does is he puts a glove up to protect his chin where the punch would land, right? I believe Conor McGregor needs to look at that David Haye film. He needs to look at this Jimmy Young film. He needs to figure out how to fight a low volume fight where he's in the game. And then he needs to, during the early rounds, spend the early rounds figuring out the best opportunities in which he can land one of his three best punches. Then when he's in that situation, in the middle of the fight, that's what he needs to do. But what this means is that Conor McGregor has to give up the fantasy of trying to outbox Floyd Mayweather and win rounds. Folks, that's a fantasy. It's not going to happen. Right? What he has to do instead is think about how to knock out Floyd. Right? If he thinks he has a jab or not, in my opinion, he needs to focus on power shots. If he sees an opening, he needs to just go for it. Leap in with a power shot. He needs to say to himself, look, if I have an opening to throw a right hook, that's what I'm going to do. If he sees the opening in the early rounds, and he's not, but if he sees the opening, let's say Floyd decides he's going to drop his hands, right? I saw a Nate Campbell fight once where Nate Campbell drops his hands, dares the other guy to knock him out, and then gets knocked out. Look up that one, right? Now, if Floyd decides he's going to taunt Conor McGregor, if Floyd gets out of his defensive construct, if I'm Conor McGregor, right, it's all or nothing. I only show my A-level punches when I feel it can end the fight. Right? I'm not here to land punches just to impress the crowd. I'm here to win the fight. If it's too early in the fight, like it was in the Shane Mosley Mayweather fight, then I don't show my A-level stuff. I wait until it's the right moment in the fight. The other guy's a little bit tired. Right? And he is facing a guy in his 40s. The other guy's a little bit tired. That's when I show the real punch. Let me say this too. Lennox Lewis had lost to Haseem Rahman. Right? You get to the rematch. Lewis, by his own admission, starts throwing phantom punches just to see which way Rahman moved. So Lewis understood when he threw some punch that wasn't even designed to hurt Rahman. He knew he was just throwing it to read movement. So he noticed Rahman was moving a certain way. So then Lewis came in with his real game plan later in the fight. Right, later being something like the third round. He knew Rahman would be leaning this way. He feints a punch. Rahman starts moving this way. Lewis throws his real punch. Gets the heavyweight title back. Right, those are the kind of moves that Conor McGregor has to do. If he wants to win, he needs to make this fight more boring, more technical than the Ricky Hatton, Floyd Mayweather fight, than either Marcus Maidana, Floyd Mayweather fight, right? Rather than come in, throw a lot of punches, entertain the crowd, then get his ass kicked, get stopped by a counterpuncher who's too surgical to have a guy in his first boxing match open up on him. Rather than do that, right? Rather than end up like Ricky Hatton, walking into, think about it, a check left hook. In other words, Mayweather's there on the ropes. Mayweather does stuff like this. Mayweather's there on the ropes. He saw the situation earlier in the fight. He knew he could hit Ricky Hatton with a check left hook. So what does he do? He's back on the ropes. Ricky Hatton comes in. The situation is there. Floyd throws the punch that really ends the fight, right? Ricky Hatton's a shell of himself once he gets up off the canvas. McGregor needs to be the Mayweather in that fight. He needs to figure out what his check left hook is. Rather than win rounds, he needs to just create opportunities where he can throw that check left hook. And he needs to hide his hands. In other words, don't go in there throwing his equivalent of check left hooks so often that Mayweather, a defensive wizard, then says, okay, this guy's throwing check left hooks. Let me block that shot. Let me key on that shot. No, you have to keep it a mystery. You have to see it before you throw it. You have to know, in this situation, I can land a check left hook. Let me pocket that until we get a little bit later in this fight. Until Mayweather gets confident that he knows everything coming from that side, except what he hasn't seen. My real agenda. That's when you throw the check left hook. Anyway, that's how I see it. Let me hear from you. In other words, forget running across the ring, opening up, knocking Mayweather out in the first or second rounds. Folks, it doesn't work. Let me point out, too, the Zab-Judah Mayweather fight, which is a fight we all need to know about. Zab-Judah, much faster than Mayweather. Hand speed-wise. Not foot speed, but hand speed-wise. Zab-Judah comes out, overwhelms Mayweather in the early rounds. Knocks Mayweather down. Ref blows it. If a fighter gets hit, loses his balance, and his gloves hit the canvas, that's a knockdown. Right? Should have been counted as a knockdown. So Zab-Judah, at the end of three rounds, had everything going for him. Everything. What a shame Zab-Judah didn't wait to have that part of the fight take place in the 6th, 7th, and 8th rounds. Because you know what happened? Mayweather then neutralizes Zab-Judah's hand speed. By the 5th round, keep in mind, an argument can be made, Zab-Judah wins the first 3 rounds. Folks, over the next 9, all he has to do is win 3 more rounds to qualify for a draw, right? No one's even had a draw on Mayweather. Right? This isn't a Ricardo Lopez situation. Well, you know what happens. Mayweather figures out how to dampen southpaw. Zab-Judah's a southpaw just like McGregor. Southpaw Zab-Judah's A game. Right? The stuff that Zab-Judah was doing that was effective. So Mayweather comes back from a 3-round hole. Zab-Judah gets frustrated. He's that thoroughly outthought. Right? Then, of course, you have a ridiculous scene where seconds are in the ring and stuff like that. And even when that takes place in the fight, you're going to notice that the calmest person in the ring, the person who's aware of the rules when chaos breaks out, is Floyd Mayweather. Right? So what I'm saying here is McGregor needs to, like George Foreman against Michael Moore, he needs to save his best for when his best will matter most. Right? Mayweather has made a career. Slow starter Mayweather has made a career of figuring you out in the first 3 rounds and then dominating you after that. Right? That's his game. The first 3 rounds, we see people like Ricky Hatton with Mayweather up on the ropes, and we say, oh, Mayweather's not ready for this. You get to round 4, and you realize Mayweather is cool, calm, and collected up on the ropes. Right? Mayweather picks his spots. McGregor needs to pick his spots. He needs to be selective, not hyper-aggressive. Give up on the fantasy of Mayweather being too small, being a guy you can bum rush and physically overpower. How many fighters has that cost? Right? Look at the Diego Corrales, who thinks he's too big for Mayweather early in that fight. That's the same guy who ends up getting dropped something like 5 times in that fight. That's not the fight to do. The fight to do is the Jimmy Young fight, where it's awkward, where the crowd gets upset, where Jimmy Young, in his shot at the heavyweight title, is looking at the champion and is not throwing punches. Has a blueprint where he's going to force the champion to take the lead, get the champ out of his comfort zone, and then take advantage of his best parts of his game. So the chess match in that match actually had the heavyweight champion Ali figuring out that he did not want to take the lead against counterpunching Jimmy Young. So the end result early in the fight, look it up here on YouTube, is the guys looking at each other. It's awkward. It's weird. AP had Jimmy Young winning the fight by 3 rounds. Google Jimmy Young. Look at how they talk about the Ali fight. It was that weird. Right? If this fight ends with Conor McGregor landing one of his 3 best punches and staggering Floyd Mayweather, if there's any media outlet at the end of this fight that has Conor McGregor in the area code of Floyd Mayweather, regardless of who the ref, you know, lifts the hand up at the end of the fight to say this person won on the scorecards, McGregor would be the real winner. Right? Now, I doubt my scenario is going to play out here. Just know it's played out in the past. You want to see a dull, boring fight? Look at the George Foreman-Michael Moore fight. Knockouts cause amnesia. We forget the early parts of that fight where George Foreman is just standing around. Think about it. He's in with the heavyweight champ. This is his last shot at becoming the oldest champion in history. George Foreman's not in a rush in that fight. Right? This is the guy who, as a young man, destroys Joe Frazier early twice. Twice. After a career in the game. George Foreman is not in a rush against Michael Moore. Foreman gets the KO. Conor McGregor cannot be in a rush against Floyd Mayweather. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.